back in July, I very stupidly used petrol to light a bonfire in my back garden, something that I've been doing for many years. And I suppose in many ways it shows that no matter how careful you can be, no matter how complacent you are, it is wrong to use petrol on a bonfire, because you simply can't control events. And that's what happened to me. I effectively blew myself up, and I didn't use a lot of petrol, and I'm sure there are people out there listening to this who will be tempted this weekend to use a bit of petrol to get their bonfire going. And I would urge them not to do so, because they could end up, like me, being carted off to the intensive burns unit at East Grinstead. I survived, they might not survive. And that's the bottom line. You can kill yourself.
And you talked about your experience going to East Grinstead. How have the past few months been? I know you're back at work now, but how's it been for you?
Well, it's been a slow recovery. It happened at the end of July. We're now in the beginning of November, and I still haven't fully recovered. It would have been an awful lot worse if it hadn't been for the fantastic service of the Kent Air Ambulance, which took me from Sheppey Community Hospital to Pembury Hospital in Tunbridge Wells, and that journey took 15 minutes. If it hadn't been for the air ambulance, it might have taken an hour and a half, up to 2 hours at rush hour time. So I think that speed with which I was taken there and had my wounds dressed ensured that I recovered quicker than I would have done otherwise. So I can't thank the Kent Air Ambulance enough.
And what prompted you? I mean, you said you've been doing it for years, lighting fires with petrol. I mean, were you aware of the risks at the time?
Well, we're always aware. Everything we do, we understand is a risk, and we are aware of those risks. And I'm sure people out there who are tempted to use petrol are aware of the risks. And I was very careful about how I used it. I only ever put a little bit of petrol on at the back of a bonfire, and I always used to light the bonfire from the front. So by the time the flames reached the petrol and it actually took hold, it wasn't a problem. And I think that's what made me complacent, because it was so safe in my eyes. But of course, I hadn't taken into account the conditions. I hadn't taken into account the air temperature, and I hadn't taken into account the fact that petrol, it gives off fumes, and it was the fumes that actually caught and exploded, and that was the problem. So no matter how safe you are, no matter how conscious you are of the risks, it is still a problem, and you shouldn't do it.